Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
The MMA Hour of Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
Pedro Fernandez.
How do you beat Charlie Sheen and Michael Jackson as the lead-in? Of course, the great Scott Cuddy as well in the Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. And, of course, UFC 145 just 1 week away, folks. That's right, 1 week away, April 21st. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, of course, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. In the main event, the best fighter in the world, as far as a lot of people are concerned in the world of MMA, the UFC. I'm talking about John Jones, John Bones Jones, the world light heavyweight champion, taking on the ex-champion Rashad Evans. At about 25 minutes past the hour, we'll be joined by Brendan Schaub. Of course, he's taking on Ben Rothwell in the co-main event of UFC 145. And as well, we have a UFC card going today as well from Sweden on Fuel TV. I'll get into that in just a little bit. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. If you'd like to join us, you can join us on Twitter using the hashtag Ring Talk. If you'd like to watch us, and we'll be showing some video in just a couple of minutes, of course, of the great Josh Barnett and how he got into the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship, which will take place on Showtime, and that'll air on May 19th live from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California. So if you'd like to watch the video, just go to facebook.com/ringtalk and hit the Ustream button, and you're there. You hear the video, the audio, and get to look at my ugly mug as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Our toll-free phone line's 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hello to everybody out there on the American Forces Network. The nightclub, we go bumpty, bumpty, bump. Bump city. Sitting by the dance floor, checking it out. Watching the man with the fast feet. Got the hippest glares and the bad boogaloo. The big old bag of tricks. Down to the nightclub. You can get what you want.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Watch unlimited adult movies now at FireTV.XXX. Now all your favorite adult movies are available 24/7 at the touch of a button. The hottest stars, 15,000 movies and 75,000 clips from over 100 erotic studios. All ready for your unlimited viewing pleasure. No more midnight trips to the video store. No more DVDs to deal with. On your smartphone, on your computer, on any connected device, anytime, anywhere. Go to FYRETV.XXX to receive your free 7-day trial now. Play with fire. Fire TV, the ultimate adult video experience. FireTV.XXX. On demand adult video. That's FYRETV.XXX. Get our exclusive free 7-day trial now. Go to FireTV.XXX. That's FYRETV.XXX for your free 7-day trial now.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. In case you didn't know it, this is our 27th year of radio. I am Pedro Fernandez, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Of course, we air for 2 hours every Saturday morning right here at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network. We're on Stitcher. We've got some new platforms we're coming on to in the next couple of weeks. I think we're going to be live in every car, every as far as BMW, Buick, GM, and Ford's concerned in a couple of weeks. So we've really got it going on. We've got all these platforms going. Of course, we have our great affiliates across the country as well on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk, the MMA version. Of course, it airs at noon Pacific time each and every Sunday. This is your inside look into the world of MMA and the UFC. And, of course, the UFC has a card coming up at, well, it's going to start at 12:30 Pacific time on Facebook, but the main event goes off at 3 o'clock Pacific time. That's live from Stockholm, Sweden. Thiago Silva, 14-2, taking on Alexander Gustafsson, 13-1. That's a pick 'em fight. Don't know which way that's going to go. The problem with Fuel TV is not too many people have Fuel TV, and that's a bit of a problem. So I don't know. You can go to ringtalk.com and click on the article, the UFC article, and it will tell you how to watch the fight card in its entirety. Alistair Overeem, of course, tested positive for testosterone steroids about a week and a half ago at a press conference in Las Vegas, which puts his May 26th bout with Junior Dos Santos, the world heavyweight UFC champion, in peril. And I was told that the original diagnosis was like 8 or 9 to 1. Now I hear it's 14 to 1, according to the great Dave Meltzer. And if anybody knows, Dave does. So it's going to be tougher. Alistair to get licensed in Nevada. I thought it would have been easier because he'd been able to say, well, I took the testosterone shot and hadn't metabolized yet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? That didn't happen. So the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the day, who knows who's going to be fighting Junior Dos Santos. But Junior Dos Santos will be fighting on May 26th. There's no question about that. He will be fighting on June 26th in defending the World Heavyweight Championship. Speaking of World Heavyweight Championship, let's go back a couple of months. I'll take that back to December of last year. And Josh Barnett, of course, Josh Barnett is the Strikeforce. I think he's a Strikeforce upcoming Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Here it is, live on video and audio, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
And our referee in charge now to give instructions, Dan Mergliotta.
All right, guys, good job. Listen, nice clean fight. Obey my commands at all times. Protect yourself at all times. If you want to do it again, touch gloves. If not, go back to your corners. Good luck to both of you. Good job. Let's go, fight.
From the U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio, this is the second of our two semifinal bouts. The winner will face Daniel Cormier in the final early 2012. Josh Barnett in the red gloves, Sergey Khabibov in the blue gloves, and immediately Barnett tastes some of Khabibov's striking power.
Do not hang out on the cage against Khabibov, Barnett. Don't do it.
Nice counter right from Barnett gets Khabibov's attention. Inside low leg kick from War Master. Ooh, uppercut misses Barkera Tarnoff. He catches him with a right. Now it's Tarnoff. Tarnoff, who takes a few uppercuts from Barnett, but Barnett is in risky territory, isn't he, Frank?
Yes, he is. That's some scary stuff right there.
And immediately going for the takedown. It's stuffed by Haritanov. Barnett working for the trip and gets it right into the mount.
Wow. Yeah, I think after taking a couple of those shots, he thought, let's take this south.
Now they're looking at each other. I don't think they're whispering sweet nothings, though. As Haritanov looking to control Barnett's wrist, there's an elbow from Barnett from the top position. And mount is where he wants to be.
Not a good place to be with Josh Barnett on top of you, because Barnett a lot of times will not even go for a submission from here. He will just try and cave your face in. Not a pleasant thing to go through.
And that's what he's attempting to do here, cross-facing Haritanov. Haritanov trying to scramble the body shots from Barnett. Haritanov trying to control Barnett's posture, but Barnett able to do so. Now ground and pound through the guard. Right hand buck and roll by Haritanov does not reap the rewards he was looking for.
You know, the one thing about Sambo, they have great throws, the combat Sambo, great striking, and they do have great leg locks, but their positioning knowledge sometimes is lacking. You don't see Haritanov spending a lot of time, you know, fiddling with his legs, trying to get out of this position. He's kind of just riding it out.
And Barnett giving him some free cosmetic surgery, slashing away, grinding away at those elbows. There's a right uppercut. Now, Haritanov looking to strike from the bottom, knowing that he has to try to reverse fortune somehow. Left hands here by Barnett's open hand.
You're right, Pat. His feet are totally dead. Caratana's feet, they're not going anywhere. They should be trapping that leg, setting up the bridge, or at least getting it ready to push it out.
Yeah, and generally, you know, when you can see how Josh is, what he's called, get the spurs in on you. Got his feet underneath the hips there tight. Grapevine in there to shut the roll down. You know, you've got to figure out, lay one leg flat so you can scoot one leg
round
out underneath
and
there.
Pound. Great opening round here for Josh Barnett. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first frame. And Haritanov desperately needs to try to turn the tables. But Pat, look at this now, like you say, he's got those spurs in, controlling the position and just working away, kind of like slowly torturing Haritanov, not going for the submission right away.
And he's got a mouse mother going with the left hand. I love that hold.
Barnett picking his shots, left elbow, left hand. Haritanov pops a right. Haritanov trying to buck and roll, but Barnett now just continuing to ground and pound. Barnett now has his back, looking for the rear naked choke. 18 of Barnett's 30 wins have come via submission. Here in round one, he's looking for another.
Haritanov here needs to roll so that Barnett is on his back on the canvas. Control the hands, and that keeps you from getting beat on like this with the elbows and punches.
Elbows to the side of the head. Has to be careful, of course. No strikes to the back of the head. A minute 20 now left in the first round, and Haritanov just turtling him up. Turtling up, not doing anything here, and getting fed a steady diet of short right uppercuts. Kind of taking a page out of Henderson's playbook. Dan Henderson knocking out Fedor Emelianenko with a punch under that right arm. Now hammer fist to the side of his face.
Well, I know Haritanov's got a good chin. And besides losing the position in the round, this is some tough shots right here.
It's been all Josh Barnett since he took Haritanov down. Haritanov just shelling up. Can't do anything. Now getting flattened out. Ground and pound from back mount.
Saturday night ride.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, Josh Barnett in the main event against Daniel Cormier. Of course, that's going to be May 19th on Showtime for the Grand Prix Strikeforce Heavyweight Championship. Of course, that'll emanate from the HP Pavilion. That's right, in San Jose, California, where Strikeforce got their start. Of course, on last week's show, Josh Barnett was here live in the studio, as was the Strikeforce founder, Mr. Scott Coker, both of them. And they talked, you can check out the show on ringtalk.com. It's in the archives there. You can check out last week's show by going to ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. But the bottom line is, you know, J- Josh Barnett is the real deal. He's a mean dude. He's a bad dude. He does great stand-ups. I think he'll be a great stand-up comedian once and ever he decides to get out of the world of MMA. But the bottom line is he's going to kick Daniel Cormier's butt from pillar to post, I think, on May 19th. Of course, Cormier coming in, I believe he is like 13-0, but that's not going to be enough, folks. It's just not going to be enough. I think he loses this fight. I think he loses it inside of the distance. I think that Josh Barnett is at the top of his game right now, and it's just not going to beat him. I don't think this guy's going to beat him. I think somebody else might. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. This is the MMA Hour, and, of course, we air live on the Internet at sportsbyline.com, and we're on the cable radio network. We're on the sportsbyline.com network. I mean, we got it going on, folks. We're on so many platforms. I think I need 10 minutes to tell you about them alone. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296. For free gold information, call now. 800-368-0296. 800-368-0296.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Go on top here. Oh, goodness! It is all over! Whoa! Brendan Schaub hits a miracle drop top!
Ah, the sounds of Miami Vice. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. Before I get to MMA, I want to mention that One of my favorite guys in the world of music, Robin Gibb, is in a coma. Of course, his brother passed away a couple years ago, so it looks like two of the Bee Gees will be gone. Bee Gees standard for the brothers Gibb. They've been around since 1967, have had gold records in each decade since then. So, of course, they were famed for the Saturday Night Fever fame and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm sort of blown away that Robin Gibb is in a coma. And he used to have that. He sung that song all by himself, I Started a Joke, which started the whole world crying. Yeah, well, I guess he was, I don't know, I'm not going to get into politics. You are tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. We are awaiting Brendan Schaub. Of course, he is the UFC fighter that will go next. In fact, we just did a pretty intro on him, knocking out Mirko Krokop. Of course, he will be fighting Ben Rothwell. That's next Saturday. The 21st of April, live on a pay-per-view. Of course, that starts at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. And, of course, the card, the preliminary cards will be on Spike TV before that. So a big, big day in the world of MMA, UFC 145. That's next Saturday, April 21st, live from Atlanta, GA. Want to welcome all my listeners on 3WE, 1100 AM in Atlanta, GA. You've got some MMA coming your way next Saturday. Of course, the main event, Rashad Evans, ex-champion, and I think he's going to be toast. I mean, I just don't see anybody beating John Jones. But then again, you know, it's sort of like I used to say in boxing, how this guy can't get beat. He's the best fighter pound for pound, and eventually he does get beat or gets licked in his next fight. So you really don't know. But I'm looking at this guy, John Jones, the world light heavyweight champion. I mean, he stands about 6'4". He weighs 205 pounds. He's got an 84-inch arm span. His reach from fingertip to fingertip is like 84 inches, and that's like the longest in sports history as far as, I think, combat sports is concerned. And he's taking on Rashad Evans, and Rashad's had some good days and some bad days, and he's a former champion. But, you know, those former champions, he's going to remain a former champion. I just don't see him coming through on this fight. I just can't see it. I mean, there's just no way I can see Rashad Evans coming up here with the upset. I mean, people say to me, oh, Pedro, you just don't give him enough credit. Well, I give him plenty of credit, okay? But the bottom line is you can't give credit where it's not due. And I don't think Rashad Evans has got a snowball's chance in hell next Saturday when he takes on John Jones for the UFC Light Heavyweight Championship. Now, of course, some people will say, you know, oh, Pedro, you like John Jones too much, and, you know, much like those boxers you said in the past were the best fighters pound for pound, you end up blowing that and having a good time. And, you know, the bottom line is I really don't think that anybody's going to beat John Jones too soon. But then again, in the world of mixed martial arts, and my next guest, Brendan Schaub, will probably tell me just the same thing, you can lose so many different ways. You lose by submission. You lose by knockout. You can lose by being choked out. You can lose by, you know, by point. I mean, there's just so many different ways to lose. Arm bars, leg locks, choke holds, you name it, you can lose in the world of mixed martial arts. Now, my next guest is the semi-main event fighter, of course, next Saturday at UFC 145. That's emanating from Atlanta, GA. And as I said, our listeners on 1100 AM, 3WE there in Atlanta, GA, get down and get this fight, of course, live. You get to see UFC coming to town for Atlanta in Atlanta, GA, I believe, for the very first time. And I want to welcome Brendan Schaub to the show. What's up, big time, Brendan?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you, bro?
I'm doing great, man.
That's good. You know, we use the intro coming in here before you got on the line here with us. You knocking out Mirko Krokop. That was a hee. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's really tough looking at that. I mean, you really administer some quick, devastating punishment to Krokop.
Yeah, that's kind of the name of the game, man. Well, when you got those 4-ounce gloves on, there's really no room for error. So I think that's why the sport's you know, as big as it is, people love to see heavyweights go at it. And like I said, when you got those 4-ounce gloves on, anything can happen.
So tell us a little bit about Brendan Schaub. Tell us something that my listeners and the viewers don't know.
That you don't know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not asking you to get into your sex life or anything like that. But, you know, just you know, I mean, that's your own business. Whichever way you swing, that's cool. I mean, but no, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. But no, but the bottom line is, tell us something about Brendan Schaub that you don't read in the bios, you don't see on the web. I mean, what's your day like? What's your life like?
Oh, man. Man, besides fighting, I'm a pretty chill guy. You know, my job's so intense that you know, when I'm not working, I'm pretty relaxed. I'll watch some just shenanigans on TV, man. You know, you name it. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you guys what I watch on TV, but just nothing intense, man, because my life's so intense. So when I'm home, I'm just chilling, watching reality TV and just kind of the crap stuff on the television.
Oh, you like the Family Guy?
Family Guy's all right. I'm talking more like Real Housewives, dog, of Atlanta.
Oh, I mean, like the hip-hop, yeah. The wives of the hip-hop stars, all that kind of stuff, too?
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh, man, you remind me of those Brazilians. I know, you know, down in Brazil, the hottest show in Brazil is not the UFC Ultimate Fighter Brazil. Yeah, it's not the Ultimate Fighter. It's not the hottest show in the country. The hottest show in the country is that show where people live together in a house. They used to have it here in the United States where people live together in a house for
like
a few.
Big Brother?
Yeah, Big Brother. Exactly. That's the hottest show in Brazil, and it has been for years. I think Vitor Belfort was on that like 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's still the number one ranked show.
With his wife on there, man. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah, it's still the number one ranked show in Brazil.
Stuff's interesting, man. For me, it's a good getaway.
All right, it's a good getaway. All right. We're talking with Brendan Schaub, folks. Of course, he takes on. Is it Ben Rothwell you'll be fighting next Saturday?
Yes, sir. Big Ben Rothwell.
Oh, tell me about Big Ben. What does Big Ben bring to the dance?
You know, Big Ben, obviously, from his nickname, he's a bigger guy. I think he's about 6'5". He'll come in right at 265. This will be his 40th fight. So he's definitely a vet, and he's a former world champ over there in the IFL. So, you know, he's a tough guy. He's as tough as they come. It's a good challenge for me.
You know, people can go to Google.com and check out some of this young man. I'm talking with Brendan Schaub, of course, the UFC fighter. But you can check out his intense workouts, and they are pretty intense. You're pretty amazing. What did you do athletically before you got into the UFC?
You know, growing up, I was kind of had my hand in everything. I was doing martial arts, lacrosse, football, basketball. You know, football paid my way through college. I ended up spending a little time in the pros. So I played at University of Colorado here in Denver. So, man, football was kind of always a big deal for me.
The Mile High City, huh, Denver? How come those baseballs travel out of that place so fast? I mean, I thought they had that under control, and then the Giants went in there the other day and lost like 20-8 or something like that. What's going on with the baseballs over there? Are the baseballs loaded up or what?
Nah, man, that's how we do it in Denver. Home runs and knockouts, man. It's just something in the air up here.
Home runs and knockouts, folks. Brendan Schaub is our guest. We do have open phone lines, coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So did Crow Cop essentially retire from the UFC after you whooped on him like that, didn't he?
Yeah, he's retired. Well, he's out of the UFC. I think he's taking fights in his homeland over there in Croatia now. I would not want to fight that guy over there.
No, I think he's gonna go back to kickboxing.
Yeah, I know. Shoot, man, he still has something definitely left in the tank. So I wish him the best.
Do you think that, you know, he used to be such a tremendous kicker, and I remember then he kicked somebody and he broke his ankle or broke his foot, and he never seemed to be able to kick like that ever again. Do you think that sort of took a little bit away from his game?
You know what? Like people ask me all the time with these older vets, you know, guys like Krokop, Nogueira, Fedor, a lot of these guys who are just the absolute best of the best, you know, probably 6, 7 years ago. The game's evolving so fast. A lot of, like, with Krokop and Fedor, you know, especially, I just don't think they're evolving with the dynamics of the game as far as the strength conditioning, the striking, the grappling. You know, now it's not about, you know, how big you are. It's more about, you know, being the technician and putting it all together. So now, you know, if you're just a kickboxer, you can get your ass whooped in the UFC. If you're just a wrestler, you're screwed. Now everyone's so, you know, versed in all aspects of the game. I think that's kind of the evolution of the sport, and these guys haven't adapted to that.
Royce Gracie, he wouldn't even be in the top five nowadays.
No. If you're just a jiu-jitsu guy, your UFC career is going to be about one night long. You're going to get one fight, and then they're going to cut you.
Okay, Brendan Schaub's going to stick around with us, folks. We're going to talk UFC 145. Of course, that is April 21st, live from Atlanta, GA, with the main event being, of course, John Bones Jones. The guy is like, enormous. Got 84-inch reach span from fingertip to fingertip. He is the biggest, longest reach in combat sports, no question about that. He is the light heavyweight UFC champion, and he is taking on Rashad Evans, the former UFC heavyweight light heavyweight champion. These guys are former stablemates. Bad blood between these guys? Is it genuine? Is it hype? Is it real? Or is it just, you know, are they just doing it for the cameras? We'll find out. We'll ask Brendan Schaub about that a little bit later in tonight's show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts.
Sing one angel child.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
We use that arm to try to take away the base. Oh, look at the kicks. That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network, of course, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. That was BJ Penn, and leading in there, of course, BJ's hinting at the fact he might come back now at 155. That is the lightweight limit. Of course, he was probably the greatest lightweight in the history of the UFC. We'll see if he can make 155 and recapture the gold. That's what he wants to do. We are on the line with Mr. Brandon Schraub. Of course, he is in the co-main event next Saturday, April 21st, live from Atlanta, GA, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. I'm talking about UFC 145, the main event, John Jones and Rashad Evans. Before I went to the break, I was alluding to this fight and talking about whether is this genuine? Is this just hype between these two guys? Are they just two friends like hyping it up for the fight, or are they have really disdain for one another these days? What's up between Rashad Evans and John Jones, Brandon?
Nah, man, it's 100% real. I've trained with both guys, and Rashad's like an older brother to me, so I know Rashad pretty well. And John's also a friend of mine, not as close as Rashad, but this is 100% real. And man, it's almost, for me, it's kind of hard to watch, you know, because these guys were friends, and then now it's kind of, man, I would say it's the biggest kind of grudge match in UFC history. I know a lot of people say Tito and Liddell and all that stuff, but, you know, for me, it doesn't get much bigger than this.
Well, you know,
John and Rashad.
You talk about hard to watch. I was cage side, the side of the octagon for the Mauricio Shogun Rua Dan Henderson fight. And that fourth and fifth round last November, I had to turn my face away a couple of times. I thought it was the most brutal fight I'd ever seen in UFC history. It ranks up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, that one ranks up there. You know, for me, man, a lot of, you know, those guys putting it all on the line like that in that fourth and fifth round, you know, it gets a little sloppy. For me, you know, I like to see, you know, technician, and I like to see, you know, the real skilled fighters, which those guys are. And when it becomes a brawl, I'm not a huge fan of it. I know the fans, you know, a lot of fans love it when it just turns into a brawl. But to me, I like to see more calculated stuff like that. So for me, it's not one of my top fights, but I can guarantee you with John Jones and Rashad Evans in the main event next Saturday, you're going to see, you know, two of the best technicians in the UFC going at it.
Okay, so who wins that fight and why, Jones or Evans?
Oh, man.
Come on, I'm putting you on the spot here. I know Rashad's your friend, this and that, but let's cast friendship aside here because your professional reputation is on the line here as far as picking fights are concerned, coast to coast on the radio and worldwide on the internet. Tell us. Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot here, my brother. What? Hey, did Ant Evans tell you this was going to be a walk in the park? Did he tell you that I was a golly, that I was a Clark Kent of radio?
He did it, man. No, you know, and this isn't my first rodeo either with interviews. So I'll tell you this. So I would never bet against Rashad when he's the underdog. He lives for these type of situations. He's a guy who thrives off being the underdog and everyone counting him out. If you look at his whole career, it's always been about, you know, Rashad. Everyone always counts him out. You know, he's only lost really one fight in his entire career against Lyoto Machida. And other than that, it's always been Rashad kind of being this underdog and everyone counting him out. So I know Rashad. I know him well. And for him to be the underdog, especially, you know, I think he's the biggest underdog he's ever been in his career. I think he's a 4-1 or 5-1 underdog here. That's trouble. And Rashad responds to that very well. And he's a nightmare for anyone. So it's going to be a great fight.
Do you think that Rashad can clip him on the chin like he clipped Chuck Liddell?
We haven't seen any kind of kinks in John Jones' armor. You know, I don't see, you can't watch tape on him and be like, God, you know, he doesn't do this well, he doesn't do this well. John's the type of fighter that comes around, you know, once in a lifetime, and I think if anyone's going to, you know, give John Jones problem, it's Rashad. And after this, I don't know what there's left for John after Rashad. He's kind of swept the division, and this is kind of the one fight left for him at 205. And then from here, you know, I don't know where he goes if he was to beat Rashad. So fight, I think, for both guys' career is huge.
You know, I think he's a little skinny. I think he's a little too lean to move up to heavyweight. I just do. I think these guys are walking around. What are you going to weigh for next week's fight?
You know, I'll walk around at 250, and I'll weigh next week around, you know, 246, 245. The week of the fight, my nerves get to me a little bit, and it's hard for me to eat, so I'll come in a little lighter, about 245, but I usually walk around at 250.
I used to fight. It's hard to eat, hard to sleep. That week before the fight's a week of hell, ain't it?
Yes, it's the worst part about the game, is kind of the hurry up and wait, especially the day of the fight, just chilling in the hotel.
No, the locker room. The locker rooms, that's the worst.
You got it, man. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Being in the locker room, the nerves are there. once I hit the crowd, I'm cool. Once I hit the crowd and it's showtime, you know, that I'm doing, I love that. But you're right, man. Sitting in the locker room is definitely the worst part.
Okay. Ronda Rousey. What is she? Not a bad-looking broad, but, man, she can fight. That chick is for real, huh?
Yeah. She has a pretty vicious armbar from what I've seen. I've only really seen two of her fights, but she's definitely a tough girl, that's for sure.
Okay. Josh Barnett's going to take on Daniel Cormier, however you want to pronounce it. That'll be on May 19th, and they are heavyweights. And if you know a little bit about heavyweights, who's going to win that fight, the Strikeforce Grand Prix Championship, and why?
Ah, man, you know, Cormier's kind of been on this hot streak. You know, he did beat Bigfoot Silva in his last fight to get here. But Barnett, man, I can't remember the last time the guy's lost. I don't think he's lost in about 3 or 4 years.
And eight fights.
He's as experienced as they get. So if I had to put money on it, I'd probably put my money on Barnett. That guy is a stud. He's been doing it for so long.
He's a stud. He was in here last week. He does some of the best promos, the best stand-ups. He's like Ric Flair, I mean, when it comes to doing stand-ups. I mean, he could just grab the mic and go forever. All right, real quick, Alex.
Yeah, you know, he does do, I think, wrestling on his off time. So he does MMA, and then he does that fake wrestling as well.
Okay, speaking of fake wrestling, Brock Lesnar's going back to the world of work fights. I guess he's going to take on John Cena in a couple of weeks on WWE. Now, the WWE brought him back thinking they were going to get these big ratings off him, and they got no ratings. Are you surprised?
A little bit. You know, I think I don't get it. If you're a fan of WWF or WWE, you know, that stuff's fake. I don't get why all those fans just don't tune into the UFC where it's real, legit fighting. I watched WrestleMania, I think, last week. This is the first wrestling I've watched since I was a kid. And, you know, I'm a big fan of The Rock as far as his movies go and what he, as a person. But I just couldn't get into it. So I don't understand. And, you know, for Brock, I think, you know, his last fight, he really didn't want to get hit in the face, and he's had a great career. You know, he's an absolute nightmare in the octagon. And I just think he's over it. And then, you know, the WWE offers him $5 million to not get hit in the face and to, you know, to fake fight. You know, why not? Good. The more power to him, man.
Okay, last question. I knew Rocky Johnson, his father. His father used to wrestle out here in San Francisco. He was based in San Francisco for a long time. So I knew Dwayne Johnson when he was just a little boy, and I knew his grandfather, Peter Maiva, as well. All right, real quick, Alex Gustafson and Thiago Silva are going to hook it up on Fuel TV at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That's 6 o'clock Eastern time. Who wins that and why? Tell me in less than a minute.
I'll take Gustafson. I've trained with a guy. He's young. He's hungry. It's in his hometown. He's kind of the next, I think, challenge for John Jones at 205, if there is one. The kid's a stud.
Well, you're a stud. You're a great interview, man. You got a good sense of humor. I watched your workout. You're an intense workout. You're an incredible fighter. I wish you the very best of luck next week against Ben Rothwell, and I want to welcome you to come back to Ring Talk MMA sometime real soon.
Oh, you got it, man. I appreciate it. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
All the best to you. Brendan Schaub, of course, in the co-main event next Saturday. That's UFC 145, April 21st, live from Atlanta, GA on pay-per-view, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Some MMA news I want to get to. Chris Cyborg Santos, yeah, the chick that needs a shave about 12:30 in the afternoon, and most women don't shave their face. I'm talking about her face, not her legs. Chris Cyborg Santos, her hearing before the California State Athletic Commission that went down on April 9th, they upheld her one-year suspension, which goes back to January 7th. Of course, she had knocked out Hiroka Yamanaka in 16 seconds, but they found out she had tested positive for Stanozol. She said she took it to lose weight. Yeah, right. I mean, the chick looks like she needs a shave. She's built like a man. She's scary. She's the only woman to ever beat Gina Carano. Gina Carano was on this show a few weeks ago, of course, talking about her movie Haywire. And the fact that, you know, the only fight she lost was to Cyborg Santos, and she suspected Cyborg Santos of being on steroids then. But, you know, of course, she was caught in January by the California City Athletic Commission. She will be suspended until next year. And I think it's about right. I mean, if you look at her, she just does nothing that looks chicky about her at all. I mean, she looks like a dude with breasts. That's the best way I can describe Chris Cyborg Santos. And she's being suspended for an entire year. No question about that. Some other MMA news. Bob Sapp is still fighting. I can't believe it. Remember Bob Sapp? Yeah, he tried to make it as a pro football player. Then he went into the world of the UFC and Pride, and then he became a professional wrestler, and he's wrestling over in Japan. He's lost like 9 out of his last 10 fights or 8 out of his last 10 fights. He's going to fight in a couple of weeks. I mean, and then he's going to go back to Japan, do some more wrestling. Then he's going to fight again in May. I mean, the guy's going around the world just getting his butt whipped. He's like 325 pounds. He's a grotesque-looking guy. He's fat, and I'm not putting fat people down, but this guy is beyond obese. He's just one big, fat, ugly, lazy slob. And I just can't believe that Bob Sapp is still in demand. It just absolutely blows my mind. It just blows my mind, folks. It really does. Speaking of Strikeforce, Strikeforce for the Grand Prix Championship, of course, the heavyweight division, Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier. I've got tickets for that. If you'd like a pair of tickets, throw your name in the hat. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's May 19th at the HP Pavilion, of course, in San Jose, California. And you can also hit me up at Twitter. Twitter.com. Use the # ring talk if you want to throw your name in a hat for these fantastic Strike Force tickets. Of course, that'll be a great card. The place will be packed. There'll be about 18,000 people in the HP Pavilion. The HP Pavilion, outside of a couple of musical acts like Paul McCartney and this and that, you have never, ever seen a crowd as crazy as a Strike Force crowd in the HP Pavilion. And I'm talking about all the UFC cards they've been to, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, no. Strike Force at the San Jose HP Pavilion. They call it the Shark Tank because that's where the San Jose Sharks of the National Hockey League play. This place is just amazing. The house is just, they blow the roof off the joint. There's no question about it. In that main event, Josh Barnett promises to deliver, and I believe he will, and I think he will become the Strikeforce heavyweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Don't forget, 3 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday, it'll be Alex Gustafson, 13-1, taking on Thiago Silva. That'll be on Fuel TV, folks. If you don't get Fuel TV, you can go to a sports bar, or you can, like, cheat and go to yahoo.com and hit an international feed and see if you can get it, like, from England or Japan or somewhere like that. Because, you know, some people just don't have it. I have Comcast. I don't have Fuel TV. I've got to go over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple of blocks off East 14th Street, or International Boulevard, and it's Ricky's.com. And I've got to watch the fights there because I don't have Fuel TV. What a pain in the butt. And then I've got to come back and watch, of course, the boxing that's on tonight. And then, but, you know, it's, come on, Comcast. Come on, Fuel TV. Get with it. Get on a bunch of cable systems. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Hey, we love it here, folks. I'm glad you're joining us. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We've been here 27-plus years, and yes, I am. Remember, it's not bragging when it's the truth. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Yeah, Sepp is taking a little bit of a deal here.
Look at these shots. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough. Of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
Lost Lonely Boys, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. Don't forget, 3 p.m. Pacific time on Fuel TV. The UFC airs from Sweden. Alex Gustafsson and Thiago Silva, that is the main event. Of course, next week we've got the UFC going on, UFC 145, 10 p.m. Pacific time, April 21st, Saturday, from Atlanta, GA in the main event. John Jones, of course, and Rashad Evans, and then my prior guest here, Brendan Schaub. He was a great guest, wasn't he? Good interview. He'll be taking on Ben Rothwell in the co-main event. Those are both. He is a heavyweight, 245 pounds. A couple things in the news here. I want to mention the fact that Joe Rogan, of course, he's the announcer for the UFC. He says that marijuana is a performance enhancer. He's an admitted significant user, according to Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com. He said that jiu-jitsu guys smoke marijuana, get a better feel for the game, and also helps you absorb pain better. I don't know about that, man. I really don't, Joe. I smoked a few joints in my life, but I don't think that it's a performance enhancer by any means. I think that some sativa forms of marijuana get you to think a little bit, you know, a little differently, but I don't think it's going to enhance your performance anyway. Speaking of performance enhancement type of guys, Nick Diaz is supposed to do a jiu-jitsu match on May the 12th in Long Beach, California. I thought he was supposed to suspend it for marijuana. Anyway, who knows? Why are they even suspending guys for marijuana? That's what I'm trying to say. It's a big of a joke. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. Don't forget tomorrow. Don't forget Sunday. Talking about Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We do boxing and MMA for an hour. That's Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Ring Talk Boxing and MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable and Radio Network, live worldwide and internet. Until next week, peace, love, and lots of respect. 'Cause I love you so.